The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right. Here we go. Checking in at
number five.
Thank you.
I think you cut Orion off a little.
Why did Orion get cut
off?
Got to fix that. All right. Today on Good Morning America, Ted and Heidi Cruz were on, right?
I saw a little bit of that today.
So they took questions from average New Yorkers. And you know when television does this, they're never average of anything. They've
carefully selected.
Yes, stocked the pond.
Paired through lots and lots of people, asked them lots of questions, and then gave them their seat and their question. So, and they rehearsed it with them probably too.
So comes New Yorker Todd Cologne. Not a poor name, by the way. Also, I don't believe an NHL player.
Are we still playing that game? Porn star or famous person?
Or a famous NHL player? No, we're not,
That's over.
Now, Mr. Cologne is a New Yorker, and he says he's a lifelong Republican. He has current indecision, however, as I think all Republicans do, regardless of state, about what kind of candidate they want to vote for in the primary. Mm-hmm. And he's got one other thing as a conservative Republican that might set him apart. He's married to another man.
I've noticed a lot of religious freedom laws mm-hmm. and somewhat institutionalized discrimination laws happening around the country. What would you as president do to protect me and my husband from that institutionalized discrimination?
Well, listen, when it comes to religious liberty is something that protects every one of us. It is the very First Amendment, the very first phrase protected in the first amendment of the Bill of Rights. And religious liberty, it applies to Christians, it applies to Jews, it applies to Muslims, it applies to atheists.
In other words, you know, here's the Ted Cruz thinking in his head. If he were to just have a thought in his own head, mm-hmm. and when he sees this guy and he hears that, when he hears that, you know, the word, what about me and my husband? You know, you have that ignis second where everything kind of fires off simultaneously. And you know, Ted Cruz is sitting there thinking, oh, my God, he's a homosexual. I didn't see this coming.
I think I'm more disturbed by your Ted Cruz impression than I am even a creepy uncle, if that's possible at all. But, you know, he does really well in these certain I think he's done very well in these more relaxed environments. He's been on the late night talk shows doing some little bits, and he's really good in those settings. And this morning I thought he was good, too. He said, I'm the only GOP candidate who doesn't eat pizza with a knife and fork. You know, he was, you know, kind of. You know, taking digs at his opponents, but having fun at the same time, being human, which you don't often see in some of these political debates, particularly with him.
No.
Is there a human in there?
I know exactly. You think he's going to rip his mask off and he's going to be one of those aliens, right? From like Independence Day. And you're like, no, oh, wait, hold on. It's Men in Black. That's Men in Black.
It does feel like.
I think they're making fun of me now. All right. Wait, there's more.
There is.
I am a constitutionalist, and under the Constitution, marriage is a question for the states. That has been the case from the very beginning of this country, that it's been up to the states. And so if someone wants to change the marriage laws, I don't think it should be five unelected lawyers down in Washington dictating that. And even if you happen to agree with that particular decision, why would you want to hand over every important public policy issue to five unelected lawyers who aren't accountable to you, who don't work for you? Instead, if you want to change the marriage laws, convince your fellow citizens.
It's kind of a dodge a little bit.
Oh, it's an artful
dodge.
Not even that artful. I think it's ham-handed. Because it's so clear.
It's better than a Trump dodge.
That's true.
Level above that.
He has given a whole new meaning to ham-handed. But in this case, it's a dodge. And that's five unemployed, you know, the five unemployed lawyers is a, you know, that's a shot at the Supreme Court. That's the beauty of our system. Here's a guy who considers himself to be a constitutionalist. And he wants to now argue that the Supreme Court shouldn't make decisions that would become case law. Right. And it's sort of like, you cannot have it both ways. You've got to have it one way or the other.
Yeah. You can't say you want gun rights and Second Amendment issues to be settled once and for all with the Supreme Court. And then these kinds of issues not to go there.
You caught me now, having a thought in my head that's sort of evil.
What? All right, let's say one more time, please. We have one more? Yeah.
We've got 50 states that the laws in one state may be different than another state, and we would expect that. We would expect the people of New York to adopt different laws, perhaps, than the people of California or Texas or Florida. And that's the great thing about a big, diverse country, is that we can have different laws that respect different values.
So how do you do people that? Move from state to
Hodgepodge?
State. Right. Well, but will the marriage, see, this is the one issue, though. And in a sense, then again, it's another dodge. And he's a lawyer and he's a guy who's, you know, he's argued before the Supreme Court, right? Mm-hmm. A solicitor of Texas. I mean, here's a guy who does, you know, understands this. It's one thing to say, yeah, the states can all have different laws. And it's true. But will those laws be respected across state lines? So if you're married in, you know, Illinois's got, you know, whatever state you would go to that has gay marriage. Then, if you, but it's already been decided by the Supreme Court here, so ultimately, that answer is, it's been asked and answered. But if he wanted to roll back the clock on this, which is all he's trying to do, to appeal to religious conservative voters in states upcoming, because he's going to lose pretty much in the Northeast, because that's not a winner position in highly urbanized states. But as he looks ahead, there's a few left on the docket that he's trying to suck up to. And then what would you do? Would you say that, no, you're not married in this state, but you are married in that state?
It starts to become very complicated.
It is.
And if one lives in one state, do you still get the benefits and you still have the rights? Or how does that work?
I just hope that they don't ask me or my wife to make them a wedding cake. Because I don't know how to make a wedding cake with penises on it.
Oh, God, Ro, come on. I don't think that's what he was thinking.
Yeah, no, I think that's what he's thinking.
No.
That was a dirty thought. I shouldn't have had that thought. Bad Ted Cruz, bad.
Well, he's
Ted
practicing
Cruz.
For the general election here, is what you're starting to see. These are the kinds of answers he would have to dodge and not look as if he's against gay marriage. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll let the states decide.
Okay.
This is what happens. This is how we figure out what they think, but we really don't know what they think.
Checking in at
number four.
His critics are saying that he whines when he loses, but Donald Trump is maintaining that the system is rigged. Mm-hmm. The GOP frontrunner stumping in Staten Island today, or yesterday actually, suggested that he could play the game better than his rivals if he wanted to.
Nobody has better toys than I do. I can put them in the best planes and bring them to the best resorts anywhere in the world. Doral, Mar-a-Lago. I can put them in the best places in the world. California. I have something that blows everything away. But it's a corrupt system. You're basically buying these people.
Here's a guy who made gigantic campaign contributions throughout his real estate career to try to corrupt the system. And now he's upset that he's being corrupted. Only in the states, by the way, where he got beat. He's not worried about it anywhere else.
Does it seem, though, like an entirely democratic process, though, when...
It's not a democratic process.
Well,
it's a private process. It's not supposed to be. These the Republican Party and the Democratic Party have decided on their own how they're going to, and state by state.
That's what I said, state by state.
Okay, Ted Cruz, who won all of Wyoming just like randomly.
Right, state by
Colorado.
State, they make a decision on how they want to do it. So, I mean, there are these closed, it's that weird one. There are some, you know, these caucuses where there's not really a caucus, it's just a state convention. You know, and you get these political insiders to do it. But hey, that's what the state decided to do. That's their decision, because ultimately the election, the primary election, is not guaranteed by the Constitution.
Okay.
It's a creation of the parties. The general election is guaranteed by the Constitution.
Well, important to note, but it still doesn't seem very of the people to have if you have a number of people who overwhelmingly vote for a certain candidate and that candidate is not the nominee because they're two delegates short. It feels a little bit like it's not the way it should be. If you overwhelmingly have people who want Donald Trump or whomever that candidate is, it feels as if the system should support the person the people want.
What is she doing to me?
I know.
Why
sorry,
is she
Ted.
Doing this to
sorry,
me?
Ted.
I'm trying to steal this thing from Donald Trump because he's evil. He's got evil thoughts.
All right. The whole damn thing is creepy. Welcome to America in 2016. You're three, you're two, and you're one. But first, Violetta Podomatic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Weekday mornings, 4 to 10, it has everything you need to know. Some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News is Chicago's must-watch morning news.
She's having evil thoughts. I can tell that she's having evil thoughts. So is Donald.
That's what it's like in Ted Cruz's head right there. That organ music is always playing, and it's always, and he's very worried about evil. And
taxes. Very worried about taxes. On this, the tax day.
He says he needs to abolish the IRS because it's corrupt.
It's corrupt. Like my attempt to steal this thing from Donald.
All right, here we go. We got to continue with the top five. I don't have enough time for this.
Number three.
Oh, did you see this? Oh, my God. This poor guy in Indiana. North Vernon, Indiana, a man and his wife are seeking a lawsuit against a dentist near there in Columbus, claiming the dentist unexpectedly pulled all of the man's teeth and overdosed him during a procedure. Donnie Grigsby and his wife, Amanda, say that they paid a walk-in visit to the because Donnie had a toothache. After discussing the procedure with the dental staff, they say they expected Donnie just to have four teeth extracted, but...
I woke up in the hospital and, you know, I was... Went to ask for something to drink. I realized I had no teeth. A few teeth, nobody's going to notice. I'm not even going to notice much. They wake up with no teeth. When I first see them again, they look at me and they even question that it's even me. That makes somebody feel like crap.
The dentist, Dr. Aaron Strickland, says these accusations are all gummed up.
Donnie had multiple large cavities in almost every tooth. The cavities were so extensive that they were into the nerves of multiple teeth. Donnie's wife came back and forth between the waiting room and the treatment room multiple times and visited with Donnie on different occasions the entire time. I'm speechless about how things have turned out because I tried to treat every patient as compassionate and caring as I can, and it's devastating.
Are they lying?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. I just,
I don't
know. That's
going to get ugly.
It's a toothless story in Indiana. We had to play it.
There's always veneers, too.
Checking in at
number two.
Actor Johnny Depp and his wife Amber Heard have issued a somber apology to the people of Australia for trying to sneak their dogs in against a ban. And if you're going to bring the dogs in,
to quarantine them, right?
Quarantine. They didn't want to do the quarantine. And they almost, the Australian government almost put the dogs down. So in order for that not to happen, they had to do this.
Australia is a wonderful island with a treasure trove of unique plants, animals, and people.
It has to be protected.
Australia is free of many pests and diseases that are commonplace around the world. That is why Australia has to have such strong biosecurity laws.
And Australians are just as unique, both warm and direct. When you disrespect Australian law, they will tell you firmly.
I am truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared. Protecting Australia is important.
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
He sounds like a delivering lines in like a bad movie.
It's like an ISIS video is what it is.
Oh, yeah, right. They're being coerced.
They're just like being
Go
coerced.
On, say these words. Yeah, these are what they say. Need to hear.
And Johnny Depp's like, okay. All
right.
All right. All right. That's
a little bit. Irish there.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's from New Mexico.
He is. He's from, right. I think I actually grew up in Van Nuys, California, but I'm going to talk like this anyway because I play a pirate a lot and I don't even know. All right, finally.
So weird.
Number one.
Noel is already the cutest peanut in the peanut farm. He didn't have to do something double adorable, but he did it anyway. Noel's mother, Laura Hopkins, found her full-length mirror smeared with lipstick, and she was shocked to discover her son did it.
Noel, who drew on Mommy's mirror?
I don't know.
Was it you?
No.
Who was it?
Batman. Batman.
Batman did it.
It's Batman did it. It's Batman.
He's adorable. How can
Batman
you say anything?
Did it. Yes,
to
this,
him?
Is, this is the most viral video in the world today, right now.
So sweet.
By the way, Pistol and Boo, that is their baby. It's Peanut. The most adorable
dogs?
Peanut on the peanut farm, Pistol and Boo, the dogs, mm-hmm. who were wrongly taken into Australia and threatened all the biosecurity there, and we're terribly sorry. Never going back. Now, you are from Van Nuys, California, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, he's from California.
I don't know where
he's
from.
Something's happened.
Yeah. Or Columbus, Ohio, or something. I mean, he is not. Johnny Depp is an American.
I know. That's weird. He's like one of those celebrities that they go overseas for a little bit, and that's right. It. The accent is just so different. Kentucky, I guess.
Yes,
Owensboro.
Right.
Owensboro, Kentucky. Kentucky.
That's right. That's how we took in Owensboro, Kentucky. Like a pirate.
A pirate. It was piratey, yeah.
It's very pirate. Once you start
sort of
talking
Bono.
Like a pirate, you can't stop talking like a pirate, like Bono. All right, I'm bugging you. I don't mean to bug you, but I do mean to close this thing up.
Let's do it.
The top five at five.